USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are reports President Trump ignored warnings of a possible COVID-19 pandemic months ago. The president responded to reports that he ignored more than a dozen dire warnings about the potential of a coronavirus outbreak that were contained in his daily intelligence briefings beginning in early January.
I would have to check. I want to look as to the exact dates of warnings. But I can tell you this. When I did the ban on China, almost everybody was against me, including Republicans.
The president first waited on the threat of the coronavirus in the U.S. on January 22nd. On that day, the president dismissed the possibility of the coronavirus becoming a pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32 points, the S&P down 15, and the NASDAQ down 122. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump is promising to help states safely begin reopening their economies. He also wants to have more discussions about ramping up coronavirus testing.
We are way ahead on testing. We are the best in the world on testing. We've tested much more than anybody else, times two.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health expects a coronavirus return in the fall.
When new cases occur, which they will, there's no doubt that they will, as you try and relax mitigation, if we have the capability of identifying, isolating, and contact tracing in a highly effective and efficient way, then the numbers will stay low.
The House Democratic leadership says the House will not resume session next week as planned because of the coronavirus pandemic risks. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says after discussions with the Capitol physician, he decided the health risks were too great and he didn't want to take any chances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some NASCAR collectibles and memorabilia is going on the auction block to help those affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
NASCAR team owner Richard Childress is auctioning off more than 50 years' worth of racing items to help coronavirus relief efforts, even parting with his number 3 Dale Earnhardt Jr. race car. Childress joins Fox News and explains why he's auctioning off all his NASCAR collectibles.
Was watching Fox and Friends a few weeks ago and seen all the suffering in America, seen people lined up to get food. And that should not be happening. I said, what can we do, what can I do in RCR to help make a difference in these people's lives? So I've put up like over 1,000 of our memorabilia pieces, and we auction them off on eBay, the eBay store. And I said, well, that's not enough. So I decided to auction off one of my prize pieces of Dale Earnhardt, the cars that I have. I have 44 of them. The original cars he drove. This car won Rockingham, and we're going to auction it off on Barrett Jackson online starting May the 8th. So we're trying our best to do our part to help out in this terrible, terrible thing this monster's put on us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.